Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Daniel Simcha and Chava Reizel. He should have bracha batzlacha. Bechol maase yadav. We're going to be learning in Mirtzei Hashem the question of the Karaim, the Karaites. There are still a few left here in Eretz Yisrael. Those who believe in Torah shebichtav, but not in Torah shebal peh, if they are allowed to marry into the Jewish people, to the believers midorei doros. Rabbi Avadi Yosef Zecher Tzadik Levracha has a tshuva which is nothing less than jaw-dropping and awe-inspiring. The Yabia Omer Chelek Eben HaEzer Simen Yud Beis. It goes from page 409 until 424, and there are countless sources, and it's just a half-flavor fella de gezach to see what Maran does. And this tshuva was written when he was a young avreich of under 30 years old, sitting in Cairo, when they drove him absolutely up a wall with the people in Cairo, the Jews, the non-Jews. He had many, many maisim, and he's writing these tshuvas, half-flavor fella pile plus. So ashreinu shezachinu. So we're going to learn Amir Tashem from the tshuva, and we're going to learn about the karaim. Are they allowed to be baba kahal or not? Rabbeinu Shimshon in a tshuva writes, this is brought in the Beis Yosef in Eben Ezer Sof Simen Dalet. Sheila, ha'im mutar l'tchateni makaraim? Are you allowed to marry a karait? Tshuva, me'achar shem kofer in Torah Shebal Peh, since they're kofer in Torah Shebal Peh, and they're mechala the moados, and they eat chametz on Pesach, and they eat on Yom Kippur. We learn in Torah's Kohanim, Parshas Emor, why are the moados written right next to Shabbos? Says these are the Moadim, and then it starts talking about Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with the Moadim? To tell you that if you're Mechal the Moadim, it's like you're Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. So Shabbos they're not keeping properly. Yom Kippur they're not keeping. They're eating Chametz on Pesach. They're Boalei Nidos. Their women don't go to Mikvah. So they're not, even the Torah Shabbat Peh they don't keep so well. They're eating Nevelos and Trefus. They're over on Esurei Krisus. They're Chayvei Krisus. And Val Ben Oseim writes Rabbeinu Shimshon. Val brought again in the Beis Yosef in Eben Ezer Sof Simen Dalet. Val Ben Oseim Omer Aruf Shechevin Kol Behema. Very strong words. And not only that, their kedushin are kedushin men haTorah, because the Afil Yisrael Meshumed says the Gemara Yevamos Simen Zayin Amid Beis. And Kidesh Kedush of Kedushin. So their kedushin is a good kedushin. They're Yidden. But when they're Megareish, they're not Megareish Kedin Torah. And therefore, their children are mamzerim. So here you have it. We can end the tshuva right now, and say that they're not allowed to be baba kol. Their kids are mamzerim. Their kedushins are kedushins, and their nesu and their gerushins aren't gerushins. So stay away from them. Stay away from them from other reasons also. And so we learned that they do a lot of averus. The Radbaz brings what Rabbi Shmuel Halevi writes on this tshuva of Rabbeinu Shimshon. This is the Radbaz in Tavshin Sadi Vav, Simen Tavshin Sadi Vav, that if it's true that the Karayim are Mechuvei Krisus, they're Boalei Nidus, they're Mumrim, they're Kofer B'chola Torah Kula, so they're Psulei Eidus. If they're Psulei Eidus, their Kedushin is not Kedushin. Like the Rambam says, if a person's mekadesh b'psulei edus shel toreina mekudeshes, and their wives don't need a get, so how are you making them into mamzerim when they're not mamzerim at all? Their wives don't need a get. They never got married in the first place. No problem with the divorce. That's where Reb Shmuel Halevi says the Radbaz comments on this. Rabbeinu Shimshon didn't mean that their kedushin is a good kedushin when they have karaim as eidim. They're definitely psulei eidus. He was talking about where the eidim were eidei Yisrael. But the gerushin, even though they were good get eidim, but the get wasn't out to be tikkun chazal, and therefore he said they were mamzerim. But that's only in the place of Rabbeinu Shimshon Alevi. Ella, Rabbeinu Shimshon, Ella shemei osan karaim lo bo barot. But they're not around anymore. Helkach bezman hazeh v'makom hazeh sheyesh lahem kol gadol v'ein osin kiddushim ela al pi eidusim hadavar barur shein kiddushim kiddushin v'abar lachas min shosim ein hakabar leishis ish. But today their kiddushin are not kiddushin. They have a big kol. They don't need to use kosher witnesses from us. They have their own unkosher witnesses they can use. And therefore, if somebody has bia with a Karite woman, it's not a bias. It's not a bias eishis ish. She's not married, and therefore their kids aren't mamzerim. V'im yaskimu loshev b'tshuva ani makablam. And if they want to do tshuva, I makabel them. Shlo gozar rabba l'bosim shikidushayim beidim shalana. The only problem is if their kedushin is with our eidim, but since it's with their eidim, they're cool. And the Radbaz repeats this in another tshuva. He's willing to be makabel them. The Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Ma'amar, in the third parak of Hilchos Ma'amar, Halacha Aleph writes, "Mishein omoide b'Torah shebal peh, hareidze b'chlal haminim, umisasu biyat kol odam, umeyachash in esparsim shukoyfer b'Torah shebal peh, marida noisa v'lo ma'alin, v'reyu kishar kol haminim v'apikorsim v'omrim ein Torah min ha'shamayim v'amusarim v'amushumodin, shkolei leinu m'chlal Yisrael." A person who's not moide in Torah shebal peh is included in the minim, and he's misasu biyat kol odam. And once it's misparsing that he's kofar v'tarah shabal peh, moridim v'lo malim, they can throw him into the pit and you don't save him. And he's like other minim and apikorsim who say in termina shemayim, and voisrim and mishumodim, shkol elu are not included in Klal Yisrael. You don't need eidim, medafnish deidim, medafnish hasra, medafnish dayonim, elo kol ahoreg echad mehem osa mitzvah gedoyle v'herim michshol. If somebody kills one of them, he did a big mitzvah, and he's meirim and michshol. So what are we talking about? A man who was kofar in Torah Shebal Peh in his thoughts, because this is what he thought. He goes after his heart, and he's kofar. And those who follow such a person, He says, but the kids who were never born into it, and they were raised that way, they're like Tinoko Shinishbu, they're Anusim. And even though he heard, he's a Yid, he's still considered an Anus. Because see, that's the way he was raised. And therefore, such people we should be machzir b'tshuva. Writes the Radbaz and his parish in the Rambam. Umiyu akaroyim and himsoyim bismanenu shabuchol yom and umoshkim osim lahamin b'tarish b'al peh. K'dein lachzir l'mutav e mecharfin and megatfin es ba'alei akabole. Ein ladunam ka'anusim. Ela k'din kofrim tarish b'al peh. Umitzu l'aridim ha'ev shabiyadeinu. The karoyim who are among us today, we try to be makayr of them, and they blaspheme the Baalei HaKabbalah. They're not anusim. They're kedin kofrim shebetorah shebal peh, and it's a mitzvah lahoridim efshar. Obviously, we don't do this bisman hazeh, get in trouble with the authorities. But in theory, if it was biyadein, it would be a mitzvah lahoridim. So writes in a tshuva on Tovshin Sadivov that the Rambam says that ein lamayr lahargam, but it's mashma that if they were warned, and they're omed b'merdam, they remain firm in their rebellion, hargim osam yadeinu takifa. We have the ability, hargim osam. The Ma'ari Kash in the Chalos and Shuvas Ole Yaakov, Simon Lamed Gimel writes that it's a smuchach lehedu miloshen Rambam, she'ein lamar lahargam shema yashuvu, aval lahargam eino neragalem, shim loikein maikom rav loyimar lahargam av loyimar adifa mine, shargam neragalem. Why did the Rambam say that if somebody isn't horeg them, he's Ne'arag himself? The answer is because even if he's Horeg, he's not Ne'arag. Therefore, don't do it so fast. The Rambam's not in favor of being Horeg these Anusim. But if one does it, he's not considered a Rotzeach. If they were Stam 100% Anusim, so if a person kills an Anus, he's not Ne'arag. Avadi's Ne'arag. Elavadei Dova Kanusim Mamish. They heard the emes, they're not a nusim mamish. It's interesting to think about chilonim today. On one hand, they hear the emes, they see the emes, they see charedim walking around, they see b'nei Torah. On the other hand, they're raised on their mistakes. So it seems according to the Rambam, they're in the middle. They're a nusim and not a nusim mamish. Nishal Satshuvus of the Mabit in Chelek Alef Siman Lamed Zayin, he writes, "Well, Pshita, the Hani Karoy Mezidim Hem Upsun Leidus Men Torah, the Afilu Bnei Bneim Shadicham Osam Avosam, the Mutarim Vod, the Musrim Vodum Hem." So these Karoyim are Mezidim, they're Upsun Leidus Men Torah, and even that their children are Musrim Vodum, they're already forewarned. They know that they're Jewish. The Yadi Dasu Mizeri Yisrael. And they deny Torah Shebal Peh, they're Megalim Panim B'Torah Sheloka Halacha, they're Me'izim Peneim Keneged Chach Me'ador, they're Overim Kama Averis B'chol Yom, they're the biggest Mezidim. So, continues the Mabit, he says, ideally, if they don't know any better, you should try to be Machzor them B'tshuva, like the Rambam says. But if they weren't Mekabel, Harayim Kevim, we says them B'yad Kol Odom Yad. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Eidus, Halacha Yud, Hamusrim, Vahmosrim, Vahmina, Vahmumrim, Lohotru Chamim, Lomnosim, Bechal Psuli Eidus, Shlomanu, Olarisha Yisrael. If a person's a Moiser, he gives over other people to the authorities unjustifiably. He's a min, he's a mummer, an apostate. So the rabbis didn't enumerate them amongst Psuli Eidus because Psuli Eidus only Rishayim. But these people aren't Rishayim. These people are worse than Akum. Shakum lo malim velo moridim ve'elu moridim velo imailim ve'elim chelik le'olam haba ve'elu akaroim hakofer mitorah shebal peh b'chlal minim upsun le'edus min haTorah. So it's nice on one hand that we can say the psul le'edus min haTorah because this makes the kedushin not a kedushin. Zacheni, that's so gishmak that they're such big rishayim. However, Moreno HaRav Shlomo Gabizon in a tshuva writes with a different spirit, and he writes as follows: Lios sheba maisel lefenenu po Mitzrayim b'korei echot sheba lachzus tan kach tachas kanfei hashchina v'noflo machloikes bein hachachomim imutar hu lovo b'kol shish osrim v'yesh matirim v'matirim nesmachem al radbaz shepasak lahatir v'osim nitlim mashesim tshuvas shim yaskimu od imo shnei mibale horo shebidoro yamatiram. He says, what are we going to do here in Egypt? There was a karai who comes to be chozer b'tshuva, and the chamim want to know, there's a machlokes, if he can marry in. Some are somech on the Radbaz who's matir, and others say, no, the Radbaz says, I need other bali hora to be masking with me. So he didn't want to do a maisa to be matir then. He brings the tshuva of Rabbeinu Shimshon that we mentioned earlier, Barichos. He's medakdek from Rabbeinu Shimshon, who writes that their kedushin is a kedushin. The hainu afiluk shenasu beidim shalahem. So he wants to learn that when they have their edim, their kedushin is a good kedushin. Not like the Radbaz that their edim are psulim leidus and the kedushin is not a kedushin. And that the Rabbeinu Shimshon was just talking about a case where they're makadish b'fnei edei Yisrael. No, af beidim karoim it's kedushin. Why? Because their din is like a tinok shenishba, so therefore their kedushin is a good kedushin. And in the Gona Marashach in Chela Gimel Simen Tezvav is Tameya, and he writes Echi Tochein Loimakein Shemikevich Kasev Aramim Shamina Vako from Pchusim and Akum. The Rambam says they're worse than a guy. Moridim Veloy Mailin. Of course, Psulim Leidus. Nothing to talk about. And if they're psulim leidus, then how did the Rabbeinu Shimshon write their kedushin is a kedushin? So that's the akimt of the Radbaz that he's talking about where the edim were from us. Also the Ma'ari Kash and the Shals and Shulis Ole Yaakov, he was Marich Litchos B'shtei Adayim Svaris Marash Gabizon, he was Mach Sherei De Karoim. And he says, Raiti lahadpis is psak marash gabizon. Laharas zarus svarasu behechshere is kormi. He says, this is like the weirdest thing in the world. Hefech divrei kol tofse Torah. This is the opposite of what anybody who learns knows. Of course, their edim are psulim. And I'm only writing it, says the Ma'arikash, to show you how upgefrecht it is. Can't be. A frach. So, there are other poskim as well. The Ivitz and the Moruktsia, the Shach and Yoredeya, Simon Reis Samuels Avsiv Katan Nuntes, others. Most poskim hold that the Karaim are Psule Eidus Min HaTorah. Vazoi, Ein Kiddushem Kiddushem Min HaTorah. Moshe Feinstein and Evan Ezer, Simon Pei Beis, Anaf Yud Aleph. Agav, I saw recently in one of the many Sfarim that's come out about Rav Ovadia, that he would meet kings, prime ministers. He wasn't impressed by anybody. One time the prime minister came to see him, important government people. He was sitting and learning, he didn't even notice them. Just, no, Ema Yero Pachad. But he went to New York once, and he went to see Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was shaking. That's Bamis. So in Evan Ezer, Simon Pei Beis, Anaf Yud Aleph, Daf Reish Tes Vav Amud Beis, he brings the Rambam and Eidus and Mamrim, and he writes, Sha'af B'neim Shalak Koroi Mechei B'nei B'neim She'edichom Avuiseyem V'chashivit Shetino K'nish Shenish B'shu Anu Zeu Le'inyin She'en Lamdin Marinim V'loi Ma'ilin. You want to say that they're innocent because that's the way they were raised. Okay, so there's no din of Marinim V'loi Ma'ilin. Aval Eidus Gam Mehem Psul and Avadid Ar Pasul Eidus. He's no better than a goy. He's Pasul Eidus. He knows they're Yidden. He doesn't want to follow them. So Rav Moshe also writes in Evan Ezer Chelik Dalet Simen Lamed Beis Ozayin Daf Ein Vav Sof Amud Aleph. So we have a number of many poskim who hold that they're Psul Eidus. And therefore their Kedushin isn't a Kedushin. They weren't married in the first place. In the Shalos and Shuvos of the Radbaz, Siman Tovshin Sarivov, he brings from the Tshuva of Marash Ben Chakim Halevi, who writes, "V'shamati echad kadosh medaber b'tzdaka." I heard somebody who speaks very nicely, a holy person, speaks with righteousness. Shehelitz ba'ad hamore, wanted to explain Rabbeinu Shimshon, because Rabbeinu Shimshon in the Tshuva with which we open writes that the Karaim's Kedushin are a good Kedushin, and we want to understand how we say their Kedushin is a good Kedushin, their Psulim Le'edus. So this Echad Kadosh Medaber Vistaka wanted to say that when you have a Chasana of Karaim, they're also Rabbanim there. So you have all the reformers, but you also have the Rabbanim. You have the Rabbanim from the Mir, from Lakewood, from Panovich. So it's mitzad the kosher edim who are there. Their kedushin is a kedushin. However, he writes l'fi ani yustaiti lo tiken klum. It doesn't help that they're rabbanim in the audience. Why? Because lo mebaya la rashbam according to the rashbam above a basu kuf yud gimel amid beis that an aid that's mechavin lahaid v'hu pasul mevatel edus haksheirim hanim tzaim sham. So if you have an aid that wants to be made, and he's a pasul aid, he's mevatel the aidus of the ksheirim that are there, and it's pushit that the karoim, who are called to be made, are mevatel the aidus of the rabbanim, because then you have a mixture of kosher and pasul aidim. And even according to Das HaTosis, who say if that's the case, that you have to be, anybody who's mechavin to be made, shteres the whole aidus. If that's true, then you're Mevatel, Kedushin, and Gittin, because there are always relatives there. So Memela, just being Mechavin Lahayd, maybe they also want to testify, and there are relatives there, and there are women there, and there are all these Psulim there, so you messed up all the weddings. So therefore, it's not enough that they should actually have Kavanah to be made, they actually have to be made in order to pass all the whole Eidus. They have to actually be made, but nevertheless, here, even Tosis would be Modeh. That Anan Sadeh, that the Rabbanim who go to the Chuppah of the Karoyim aren't Mechavin Lahayit. B'kiddushay ha-makrishim v'akofrim b'tarish b'alpeh. They don't want to be made. Vein holchem sham el mipnei darkei shalom. Vegam akaroyim balei achub einam achav mishra abanim yitnu eidehem. Reim kem yachnam azmina meidus psulim bilvad. So the rabbis are really out. Because they don't have kavan at all to be made. They don't want to be made. You want to be mitzara if these rabbanim, la'edus, but they don't want to be made. And also the karaim themselves, they're miyachay the edim. It's like they don't want the rabbanim. They want their own edim. And the Radbaz agrees with this. Gamani modelazeh kol shkem mekomeinu shene kala gubayim nechnasim l'chuppas l'm klal. Masrachimim, the rabbis don't even go to the chuppas. He said, I've never seen a rabbi at a chuppah of karaim. They're all, everybody belongs to the karaim, the sofer, the edim, everybody. So, how then do we explain Rabbeinu Shimshon that their kedushin is a good kedushin? According to the Rashbam, you have the bad Edom, you have the pasul Edom. That's going to steer the whole Edus, even though the Ksherim are there. And even if you say no, that the people standing there like Tosis, that the people standing there don't, it's not enough that they have Kavanah to be Meyid. They actually have to be made b'chfo'al. So here by Kedushin. So let's say that the Pasul Edim don't shter, but it doesn't matter because they never were Memana Kasher Edim in the first place. These rabbis don't have Kavanah to be made, and the Karaim don't want them to be made. So it's a shame. I hope in a future shir we get more into the Shitas of the Rashbam and Tosis. Akoponim, these rabbis can't be considered Edim. So the Radbaz says, so then how the Rabbeinu Shimshon matir them? So his answer is, and we're talking about an instance specifically where the Edim were Mishalanu. They were good kosher Edim. But in Echinami, if they have their Edim, Kakanasim, Takanasim, Kakalasim, Takanasim, their Kalkala, what messes them up is their Takana. Their Kedushin is not Kedushin, their Gerushin is not Gerushin, they have nothing. The Maharshach, he writes, what does it mean, lotik and klum? By saying that they're kosher rabbanim there? Because if they're coming bir bufya, the rabbis with the karaim, so the kedushin is not a kedushin, kishayidus shabbat la miktsasa, but la kula. Since part of the edus is batal, because the karaim are there, the whole thing is batal. And if they're miyachid edim, who are they miyachid? They're miyachid the karaim, not us. And therefore, ain baza base michush, it's nothing. Ravadia says, based on what we learn at the beginning of Oshei, the Fiha Amor, Nuchal Asot Sveik Sveika. Maybe the halachas like the Marash Levi, the Radbaz, the Marikash, the Mabit, the Marishach, that the Karam are Psulim Le'edis and their Kedushin is not a Kedushin, and Memeil their wives don't need a get, and there's no Chshash Mamzerus, and even if you're going to say that halachas like the Marash Gabizon, that they are Ksherim Le'edis, which is very hard to understand, and their Kedushin is a Kedushin, maybe this person who came before us didn't have in his ancestry any Gerushin. Who says that he had Gerushin? That makes him a mamzer? Maybe there was no Gerushin. And if there was a Gerushin, maybe it was done with a get kosher. So based on that, maybe we could be matir the Karaim Lavo Bekal. So as I said, this tshuva is very, very long, and I'm hoping that we have future segments of this shir to further learn this very interesting topic of the status of Karaim. We should all be Zochem Ritz Hashem, Lilmo de Lalamed Lishma Velasos, while the Kaim is called Divrei Salmu Tarasu Viahavo. Amen, Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.